USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to get the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant Tech's Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On the lighter side of the news, it was a great day of golf for a Minnesota man. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains the details.
A blind golfer is celebrating after hitting a hole-in-one at a golf course in Duluth, Minnesota. Terry Howard made the shot on the par 3 17th hole last week at the Anger Park Golf Course. The 76-year-old is legally blind and was golfing with his brother, who described the experience to him while it was happening. We don't have the actual audio, but it sounded something like this.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Terry had lost his sight about 3 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A strike by school teachers in Chicago has spread from the picket line to the playing field. Thousands of high school athletes shut out of class for more than a week are arguing, rallying, and now some have even filed lawsuits for the chance to compete in postseason play. Hanging in the balance, they say, are not just the pursuits of state championship glory and lifelong memories, but scholarships that for some represent the lone opportunity to attend college and in some cases escape drugs and violence in city neighborhoods. About 25,000 members of the Chicago Teachers Union walked out of classes on October 17th. They continue to negotiate with administrators for the nation's third largest school system, but disagreements remain over such issues as class sizes and staffing. The work stoppage also idled action on the gridiron, tennis court, soccer field, and cross-country court. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.